Treasures of wisdom, 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 treasures of wisdom.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya wal Mursaleen, Sayyidina wa Mawlana Muhammad. وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي اللهم افتح علينا حكمتك وانشر علينا رحمتك يا ذا الجلال والإكرام والله عز وجل open the doors of knowledge and wisdom for us have mercy on us O the one who is the most honorable the most gracious بلغ العلا بكماله كشف الدجى بجماله حسنت جميع خصاله صلوا عليه وآله Dear viewers, the Prophet of Rahmah, the intercessor of the Ummah, the owner of Jannah, the peace of our hearts and mind, the most generous and kind, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, has stated, the one who abundantly recites Durood-e Pak upon me on a Friday, I will intercede for him on the day of judgment. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Alhamdulillah. Welcome to the program called Treasures of Wisdom, dear viewers, and from wherever you have joined us throughout the world, we say, marhaba. Ahlan wa sahlan bikum to one and all. Alhamdulillah, in today's episode and program, we are going to be discussing how should one hasten towards Jannah. Subhanallah. Since this is the ayah and the verse in the Holy Quran Pak where he Azza wa Jalla states, we should hasten towards Jannah. So, what are the actions that one could perform in order to attain the maqam, to attain that station in Jannah, dear viewers of Madani channel? How should one live his life in this world? And what are the ibadat? Or how should one carry out his action in this world in order to fulfill this order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Subhanallah. It's going to be a very, very interesting and beautiful discussion, dear viewers. It's my honest appeal to one and all to kindly stay locked to Madani channel and enjoy this beautiful program. Inshallah, Azza wa Jalla, as we go along in our program, we have His Eminence Rukne Shura, Haji Abdul Habib Al-Qari, Damat Barakatum Al-Aliya, who will recite the beautiful kalam, Sochta hu mein wo ghadi, kya ajab ghadi hogi. Bada pyara kalam hai, inshallah. Let's first listen to this beautiful kalam recited by none other than Rukne Shura Haji Abdul Habib Al-Qari Damat Barakatum Al-Aliya. Subhanallah. So you can recall those moments when you had presented yourself in the august court of Mustafa Jani Rahmat Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and you were afforded this opportunity to be there in front of the golden chamber. And you had presented your salams in the court of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Watch this beautiful kalam, inshallah, azza wa jalla, and enlighten and rejuvenate your spirits and your heart, inshallah. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Madine jaane walo, jao jao, fi amanillah. Madine jaane walo, jao jao, fi amanillah. कभी तो अपना भी लग जाएगा बिस्तर मदीने में ना हो मायूस दीवानों पुकारे जाओ तुम उनको ना हो मायूस दीवानों पुकारे जाओ तुम उनको बुलाएंगे तुम्हें भी एक दिन सरवर मदीने में सरवर मदीने में सोचता हूँ मैं वो घड़ी क्या जब घड़ी होगी सोचता हूँ मैं वो घड़ी क्या जब घड़ी होगी जब दरे नबी पर हम सबकी हाजिरी होगी जब दरे नबी पर हम सबकी हाजिरी होगी सोचता हूँ मैं वो घड़ी جب گھڑی ہوگی آرزو ہے سینے میں گھر بنے مدینے میں آقا آرزو ہے سینے میں گھر بنے مدینے میں ہو کرم جو بندے پر بندہ پروری ہوگی ہو کرم جو بندے پر بندہ پروری ہوگی
بندہ پروری ہو
سوچتا ہوں میں وہ گھڑی کیا جب گھڑی ہوگی جب درے نبی پر ہم سب کی حاضری ہوگی
بات کیا ہے باد سبا اتنی کیوں معطر ہے بات کیا ہے باد سبا اتنی کیوں معطر ہے
سبز سبز گنبد کو چوم کر چلی ہوگی سبز سبز گنبد کو چوم کر چلی ہوگی سوچتا ہوں میں وہ گھڑی کیا جب گھڑی ہوگی جب درے نبی پر ہم سب کی حاضری ہوگی
سو کھلیں گے اس کے لیے رحمتوں کے دروازے سو کھلیں گے اس کے لیے رحمتوں کے دروازے
نعت مصطفیٰ جس نے ایک بھی سنی ہوگی نعت مصطفیٰ جس نے ایک بھی سنی ہوگی سوچتا ہوں میں وہ گھڑی کیا جب گھڑی ہوگی جب درے نبی پر ہم سب کی حاضری ہوگی
دیکھ تو نیازی ذرا سو گیا کیا دیوانا دیکھ تو نیازی ذرا سو گیا کیا دیوانا
ان کی یاد میں شاید آنکھ لگ گئی ہوگی ان کی یاد میں شاید آنکھ لگ گئی ہوگی سوچتا ہوں میں وہ گھڑی کیا جب گھڑی ہوگی جب درے نبی پر ہم سب کی حاضری ہوگی
بلا لو ہم غریبوں کو بلا لو اے میرے آقا میں آؤں آپ کے در پر کرم ہو اے میرے آقا میرے آقا
سبحان اللہ, کیا بات ہے مدینے کی. واٹ اے بیوٹیفل کلام. سوچتا ہوں میں وہ گھڑی, کیا عجب گھڑی ہوگی جب درے نبی پر ہم سب کی حاضری ہوگی. سبحان اللہ, مے اللہ کریم ٹیک اس ود آور فیملیز اینڈ مے وی آلسو بی افورڈڈ دس اپرچونٹی ٹو ٹریول ود ہز ایمیننس امیر اہل سنت حضرت علامہ مولانا ابو بلال محمد الیاس ستار قادری رضوی دامت برکاتہ العالیہ. اللہ اکبر. اٹس ریئلی اے گریٹ we would say honor, dear viewers of Madini channel, to travel with pious personalities. Subhanallah, the reason behind this is so that when you travel and you go with those who fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will make the most of the trip. When you travel with people who like doing shopping, who like roving and roaming around, who like going for sightseeing, then the purpose of the travel gets left behind. And when you travel with those who have khawf-e khuda, those who do not miss salah, or rather should I say those who are never lazy in performing their salah, those who are obedient and they fear Allah azza wa jalla wherever they are, such people will always remind you that subhanallah, what is your purpose in this world. And therefore alhamdulillah rabbil alamin, we had seen Amir al-Sunnat with Nigrani Shura, as well as Haji Abdul Habib al-Qari, as well as other members of Da'wat Islami who were there, subhanallah. Anyways, dear viewers of Madini channel, these are those actions which indicate towards this verse of the Holy Quran Pak. Listen to the translation, subhanallah. Wasari'u ila maghfiratin min rabbikum, and run towards the forgiveness of your Lord and towards such a paradise, having a width within which the heavens and the earth can be contained, specially kept ready for the pious. Allahu Akbar. Those who spend in the path of Allah in prosperity and adversity, and who restrain anger and forgive people, and the righteous people are the beloveds of Allah Azza wa Jalla. And those who, when they commit any act of indecency or wrong themselves, whilst remembering Allah Azza wa Jalla, seek forgiveness of their sins. And who can forgive sins except Allah? And they should not knowingly persist with that sins which they have done. The reward of such a forgiveness from their Lord, and are gardens beneath which rivers flow, abiding in them forever. What an excellent reward for the doers of good deeds. Now, what is the definition of pious, dear viewers of Madani channel? If you look at the translation again, what Allah Pak says, and run towards the forgiveness of your Lord and towards such a paradise, having a width within which the heavens and the earth can be contained, specially kept ready for the pious. So one should know the definition of the pious, since such a jannat, the width of which is that the earth and the sky can be contained within it. Allahu Akbar. Yani, subhanallah, paradise having a width within which the heavens and the earth can be contained. Such a huge jannah and paradise kept ready for whom? For those who obey Allah, for those who are pious, for those who have taqwa, for those who have khawf-e khuda. So what is the definition of those who are pious, dear viewers of Madini channel? It is stated the definition of pious, of the common man, to leave things that are haram and or doubtful. Or for the righteous people who forego their desires, and for the religious elite to run away from everyone except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is the definition of the pious. So the common man, to leave things that are haram or doubtful. For the religious people to forego their nafsani khaishat, for their carnal desires or whatever desires. And as far as the religious elite people are concerned, to run away from everyone except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In a nutshell, this is the definition where he Azza wa Jalla states in another place of the Holy Quran Pak, وَذْكُرْ اسْمَ رَبِّكَ وَتَبَتَّلْ إِلَيْهِ تَبْتِيلًا. And separating from everyone else, separating from everything else, devote yourself solely to him. So, if you understand the Yavuz al-Madini Chan, in this verse, he Azza wa Jalla says, and remember the name of your Lord, and separating everyone else. Do not have the dunya and the love of this world in your heart when you are remembering Allah, when you worship Allah, when you're turning your attention towards His mercy, when you are looking forward for this forgiveness from the Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla. Then at that time, one should not have the dunya and the people of this world in the heart. Yani, disconnect yourself from everything and focus all your attention towards His mercy, only for His pleasure. Now in Surah Muzzammil, this is what Allah said, separating from everyone else, devote yourself solely to Him alone. So, in this verse, dear viewers of Madani channel, it is basically mentioned that the heart's connection with all worldly things should be severed. It should be disconnected. Instead, a khas rishta and relationship should be formed with whom? With Allah Azza wa Jal. So, this connection should be such that any connections with the affairs of the world are also for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Or if any relationship of the world stands in the way of the relationship and the command of Allah Azza wa Jalla, it should be cut off as though it never existed. So it's mentioned in the hadith of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and this is the very famous hadith which we often hear, dear viewers of Madinah channel, in Abu Dawood. What the beloved says, man ahabba lillahi wa abghadha lillahi wa a'tha lillahi wa mana'a lillahi faqad istakmala al-iman. Subhanallah. Whoever loves for the sake of Allah, detests for the sake of Allah, gives for the sake of Allah, and keeps for the sake of Allah has perfected his iman and faith. So see, in the previous verses, we Allah is giving you and teaching you the method that when you want to remember Him, keep aside everything else. And for His pleasure and only His focus should be in our hearts and mind. Like when you read Salah, the beloved Rasul says, you should perform Salah in such a way as if you are seeing Allah. And if you could not imagine that, then know that you are being watched by Allah. He sees you. And the beloved Rasulullah then explains to us that everything is for His sake. So the method of piety and attaining piety is the main key factor here, dear viewers. The method of attaining taqwa warrants that no action, no amal of the believer goes against the deen of Islam. It goes against the sharia of Islam. Moreover, such a person should submit himself to Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla in the same way that the deceased is submitted to the one who performs his ritual bathing. Allahu Akbar. Yani, after death, just as the deceased has forsaken his wishes and authority, this is how a person should live in the dunya. So, various attributes of the pious have been mentioned in this verse, dear viewers. If you really focus on these few ayat, and the topic is hasten towards Jannah. How do we hasten towards Jannah? The quality of those people who are moving towards Jannah have been mentioned in this verse. Those who spend in Allah's way in prosperity and adversity. Not only when you have good days, so you spend in His path. In both prosperity and adversity, spend in the path of Allah Azza wa Jal. Number two, those who restrain their anger. You are angry. When you restrain your anger for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Number three, those who pardon people's mistakes and transgressions. Kya baat hai? These are the qualities of the Jannati people. Number four, those who illustrate goodness as well as kindness before creation. Number five, those who, if they approach or commit any gunah, any sin, they remember Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla and engage in repenting, having remorse and regret in their heart, and they seek forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These are the five qualities which Allah Azza wa Jalla has mentioned in the verse that we have just recited. In another verse, He Azza wa Jalla states, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Or it is stated in the same verse as we were reciting, وَسَارِعُوا إِلَىٰ مَغْفِرَةٍ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ وَجَنَّةٍ. So, and run towards the forgiveness of your Lord and towards such a paradise. Meaning, hasten, rush towards those actions, towards those a'mal that lead towards Jannah. Essentially, it is being said that, oh people, hasten towards paradise by offering salah, by fasting. Hasten towards Jannah by reciting the Holy Quran Pak. Hasten towards Jannah by remembering Allah Azza wa Jalla. Hasten towards Jannah by aiding the needy and the poor people. Hasten towards Jannah by dealing with people, demonstrating with good manners. Hasten towards Jannah by serving your mother and your father. Hasten towards the Jannah nurturing your children well for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jalla, fulfilling the rights of your household and wishing well for all other Muslims. Don't feel jealous of any person. All of this should be for the sake and for the pleasure of Allah. It means you are hastening towards Jannah. Furthermore, dear viewers of Madani channel, people hasten towards paradise by abstaining from unlawful gazing, by cheating or lying, deceiving, backbiting, tale-telling, or should we say breaking promises, hurting people's feelings by immoralities and immodesties that's in society. That's how you can also hasten towards Jannah. Now, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, you would say, I perform my salah, I give charity in the path of Allah, in adversities and in good days as well. I do this, I do that, I'm doing whatever I'm hearing right now. So subhanallah, you are hastening towards that Jannah. And Allah Azza wa Jalla speaks about the vastness about Jannah. What is the vastness? He then says in the next part of the same verse, the vastness of paradise has been described in a way so that people can understand and people can intake that the vastness, the vastest thing that people can see is the heavens and the earth. By observing the vastness, they would be in engaging and joining the heavens and the earth together in a single line, dear viewers. So the vastness of paradise has been described in a way so that people can understand the matter. There are many other ayat in which He Azza wa Jalla has mentioned the qualities of the Jannati people. In this particular verse, he says, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Alladhina yunfiquna fis sarra'i wad dharra'i wal kadhimina al ghayza wal 'afina 'anil nas. Wallahu yuhibbul muhsinin. So those who spend in the path of Allah in prosperity and adversity, and who restrain anger and forgive people, and the righteous people are the beloveds of Allah. You are the beloved of Allah if you are righteous. Allahu Akbar. Now, four qualities of the pious, since we are discussing the pious and the vastness of Jannah, which we understood. So, subhanallah, Allah has commanded us to hasten towards that paradise. Then He explained how vast is Jannah. And then we mentioned the quality of the pious, because Allah Pak says in the very same verse, all of this preps have been done for the pious, for those who fear Allah, for those who have those qualities which we have already mentioned. But now we are looking at the qualities of those who have taqwa. We are looking at the qualities of those who obtain piety, spending in the way of Allah Azza wa Jalla in both times, prosperity and adversity, restraining one's anger, forgiving people, and illustrating goodness. These are the qualities of the pious. Do we perform those actions or not is what we need to understand, and we need to do a self-introspection, dear viewers of Madani channel. When a person performs introspection within himself with regards to how can he carry out these actions? If not, then start it today, subhanallah. Spending in the path of Allah. Allah has given you wealth. Allah has given you dawlat. Allah has given you so many blessings and bounties which we don't even deserve. But we spend in the path of Allah Azza wa Jalla when we wish to. Some people, when they have nothing, they make dua to Allah. Ya Allah, if you give me this, I will spend in your path. People make big intentions. I will give the masjid this. I will give for the masjid that. I will donate for the masjid this, or for the madrasa, for the jami'ah. When time comes, we see a list of commitments from people, but people are hardly found fulfilling their verbal commitment that they have made. Due to different reasons, but when the niyat is clean and for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jalla, Allah Kareem will make it asan and easy for you. Now look at the sahaba. Look at the companions, alayhim ridwan. Such great companions. Hazrat Sayyidun Abdullah bin Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma. Allahu Akbar. It is narrated from this companion that the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam encouraged people to give charity in the battle of Tabuk. And sahaba alayhim ridwan then began donating towards this battle of Islam. Sayyiduna Abdul Rahman bin Auf radiyallahu ta'ala anhu brought 4,000 dirhams forward and said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, yesterday my wealth was 8,000 dirhams. Here are 4,000 dirhams presented in the way of Allah Azza wa Jal. Hai, 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 hai. Kya baat hai Madini ki? I have kept the other 4,000 for my family. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then said to him, may Allah Azza wa Jalla bless you, what you have given and what you have kept. This These are the companions. He says, yesterday I made 8,000. 4,000 now and 4,000 for tomorrow. Subhanallah. This is the beauty of Islam, dear viewers. This is the teachings of Islam, that he had made that amount of money. And when we make the money, when we make that amount of wealth, in today's Prophet, how much we have made? Majority is actually kept for ourselves rather than Islam. And we take out a very small portion, and we'll brag about that portion that we have spent in his path. We will invalidate the blessings that we receive by giving the charity, by boastfully talking about it, by bragging about what we had given. I had built the ghusl khana, I had built the masjid, I had donated X amount of money towards that. Ek to itna bhi diya, usme bhi sina. Taan karke ye baatein kehte hain, Allah kareem hame hidayat farmaye. May Allah azza wa jalla guide us on these matters, that we should never ever boastfully talk about the charities which we give in the path of Allah azza wa jalla. It's because of giving in his path, he Almighty has given us all these blessings. In one hadith, the beloved Rasul says, 70 doors of evils are shut upon the one who gives charity in the path of Allah. The one who gives sadaqah, the one who gives for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal, 70 doors of evils are shut upon such a person. What can be said here, dear viewers of Madani channel? So, one quality of the pious people, jo taqwa wale hain, wo Allah ki raah mein kharch karne se qatrate nahin. They do not restrain and refrain from spending in the way of Allah Azza wa Jalla, even in adversity. Or should I say, khas karke masaib ke dauran. One should never feel shy, and one should never ever be hesitant to spend in his path. Listen to this beautiful narration as well. And all of this have been mentioned from the tafaseer of the Holy Quran Pak as well. In one tafsir of the Quran Pak, it is mentioned that Sayyiduna Abu Aqil Ansari radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he made hazri in the bargah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya'ani, he presented himself with 4 kilos of dates. And he said, tonight, I carried out manual labor, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in pulling water and receiving a wage for 2 sa'ah. So a particular measurement worth of dates. So we mentioned 4 kilos, right? So he says, Ya Rasulullah, last night I performed this labor work. And after performing that work, this is what I got in return, some khajurs. 4 kilos, 2 sa'ah worth of dates. I have left 1 sa'ah for my family, and 1 sa'ah is presented in the way of Allah. Allahu Akbar. The beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I accepted this charity and appreciated the charity given by Abu Aqil Ansari radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Allah Kareem, hame bhi amal ki tawfiq ata farmaya. See, immediately they would divide their wealth. What practical examples exist right before us, dear viewers? When we read and flip through the pages of history and read the seerah and biography of these great sahaba, alim ridwan, inhi ke liye hai, subhanallah, Jannah has been prepared for these pious people, subhanallah. Look at the width of Jannah, look at the breadth of Jannah, look at the ni'mat and the blessings of Jannah. It is beyond imagination. No heart has ever perceived, no eyes has ever seen, no ear has ever heard. We can only hear and listen about it. But in reality, it's very hard to understand what is Jannah. Allah has kept this prepared only for the pious, for those who have piety. So living and restraining from all these actions for this limited lifetime in this world is easy, dear viewers of Madani channel. If a person focuses his mind and he makes up his mind that I intend as of today to work towards that Jannah by performing these actions which you have just heard now. If Allah has blessed you with wealth and you know of any madrasa or jami'ah or masjid from amongst all the masajid, Allahu Akbar, try and aid and help. Try and fulfill the needs of the Imam Sahib. Try and help the poor families in your vicinity, in your area, in your neighborhood. If you are a person who gets angry for every little thing, try to restrain your anger, because from amongst the qualities of the pious, he restrains his anger. Allahu Akbar. وَالْكَاظِمِينَ الْغَيْضَ وَنَعَافِينَ عَنِ النَّاسِ. We need to learn how to forgive people. We need to learn to forgive and forbear. Tolerance, perseverance, all these are the qualities a pious person will have within him, dear viewers. So, chale inshallah, azza wa jalla, aaj ki baar se hum niyat kar lete hain, because we are discussing وَالْكَاظِمِينَ الْغَيْضِ, restraining one's anger. Allahu Akbar. Our usual understanding or mode of behavior is such that we become angry over small and little matters, dear viewers. We express our anger before our wife,
We express our anger before our little children. Sometimes even neighbors could even hear. Most of the time they even hear the quarrels and arguments we have in our homes. Neighbors ko chhode jo sadkon pe chalte hain, wo bhi sunte hain. To restrain one's anger on such occasions is a noble way and of great characteristics of the pious, dear viewers. Allahu Akbar. Being tolerant, having self-control, especially on occasions where there is a chance and there is a mawqa for you to do so, because the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam states in a hadith, and this hadith is a very famous one, subhanallah. The beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, the strong person is not the wrestler who overpowers another, but the strong person is he who controls himself at the time of ghussa, at the time of anger. This hadith can be found in Sahih al-Bukhari. Such an authentic hadith. You think the wrestlers are strong? The beloved Rasul says, no, the one who walks away from the fight despite having the ability to fight. Now, we want to prove our points at all the time. In another hadith, Aqa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated, whoever restrains his anger, Almighty Allah will keep his punishment away from him on the day of judgment. Hi, 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 hi. So whenever you're angry, why do we forget the benefits of restraining? Don't forget this benefit, dear viewers of Madani channel, that you shall receive forgiveness from Allah for all the sins we committed on the earth. So these are the benefits in both the dunya and the hereafter for the person who learns how to restrain his ghussa and anger. There are places where you should be angry and there are places where you should not be angry. The places where we're supposed to demonstrate our anger are the places where we become very humble. And the places where we're supposed to be humble is the places where we start opening our mouth and poison. And, you know, this venom comes out of the mouth where it pierces the hearts of people like poison, Allahu Akbar. Like arrows that shoot and hurt and damage the hearts of people. And that wound takes a very long time to recover. Let's adopt the qualities of the pious, dear viewers. Let's make this niyyah, inshallah, azza wa jalla, ki we want to attain taqwa and piety for the sake and for the pleasure of Allah azza wa jalla. So these are the various qualities. Wal-kadhimina al-ghayd, wal-afina anin nas, those who learn to forgive people. This is the third quality actually mentioned in this ayah. Pardoning others. So pardoning someone's transgression, pardoning someone's mistake is definitely without any doubt a great act. He made a mistake or she made a mistake, and to forgive. The Rasul of Rahmah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had said, whoever wishes that a palace is made for him in Jannah and that his status is elevated should forgive the one who wronged him. Forgive the one who did wrong to you. So you do desire, and I myself do desire, a home, a palace be built for me in Jannah. But the actions that needs to be done before the building of such a palace is such that we learn to forgive those who have wronged us. Sometimes people may have done wrong unintentionally. We don't even give others a chance to explain what had happened, and we are already on their throat waiting to hurt them, waiting to take revenge from them. Allah ke waste, Huzuri Paak ke waste. Look at the andaz of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's forgiveness, tolerance, perseverance. Therefore, Allah Azza wa Jalla has made him our role model. Therefore, he is our role model. Subhanallah, we should follow the examples in the blessed life of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, illustrating goodness and all of this. Allahu Akbar. All these sabak and lessons can be learned from the blessed life of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now, let's move further. So, we learned about forgiving others, restraining anger, adopting piety, hastening towards Jannah, the qualities of the pious. Subhanallah, what is the fourth quality? The fourth quality is illustrating goodness. Wallahu yuhibbul muhsineen. Allahu Akbar. Illustrating goodness is a noble characteristic. Subhanallah, subhanallah. A prophetic sunnah and the way of the righteous people as well. Now, if you study the blessed seerah of Aqa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you and I do know, it's not one or two. Allahu Akbar. There are numerous incidents and stories where the beloved Aqa and Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam restrained his anger. He forgiven people. Hazrat Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, In another narration, he states, I was walking with Aqa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was wrapped in a Najrani shawl. And a Bedouin, a villager. Allahu Akbar. What's the meaning of Najrani shawl first, viewers? Najrani shawl actually is an outer garment with a thick hem. So it was a famous shawl or a garment that was used with thick hems at the end, right? So this Bedouin, an Arabi, this villager, he came suddenly charging and he held onto this garment and pulled it with great force, causing a stretch mark to appear on the blessed neck of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now imagine, is this any andaz? If someone does this to you, what will be your approach? If somebody wants something from you and asks you for something in this manner by strangling you, by hurting you, Allahu Akbar, this Bedouin said, order for me some share in the wealth of Allah Azza wa Jalla that you have with you. Order for me some share from that wealth. The beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam turned towards him, smiled, and then ordered for some wealth to be given to that person. Bas khalas, finished. Why did you strangle me? Is this the andaz to ask? Is this the way to ask? Is this the way a Muslim behaves? No. The beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had given him the greatest lesson of sabr, patience, perseverance, tolerance by smiling. The one who was in that state, ki pata nahi mujhe milega ki nahi milega, why did I not receive? He assumed that maybe I am not going to get, so I need to ask in this andaz. But the beloved Rasul smiled at him. Hazrat Anas says, he smiled. And that smile had caused the heart of this Arabi to be mended. Allahu Akbar. He was in the state of anxiety. After seeing that smile, he became happy. Jiske taski se rote huye has pade, us tabassum ki aadat pe laakho salam, Mustafa jaane rahmat pe laakho salam, shami'e bazme hidayat pe laakho salam. Subhanallah. So this was another example which is in Bukhari Sharif as well, dear viewers. The quality of the pious. Let's move to the fifth. Allah Azza wa Jalla mentioned in the verse that if a sin occurs, they remember Allah Azza wa Jalla and refrain from the guna, from that sin. So there are many other accounts that have been mentioned regarding the pious predecessors and the righteous people of the previous nations as they would, for example, move towards gunas or sins in any situation, they drew near a sin. The remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jalla and His greatness would prevail over their hearts. It would take over their hearts, causing them to forego that wrong action instantly. In actual fact, some of these noble and Mubarak personalities in Islam would contemplate the magnificence and the mighty of Allah Azza wa Jalla, and their heart would stop beating, resulting in their passing away. This is how great or how much of fear they had for Allah Azza wa Jalla. Now, listen to this verse in the Holy Quran Pak. What is the splendid reward for these righteous people that Allah Azza wa Jalla has promised in the Quran? Here we go. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
أُولَٰئِكَ جَزَاؤُهُمْ مَغْفِرَةٌ مِّن رَبِّهِمْ وَجَنَّاتٌ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارُ خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا وَنِعْمَ أَجْرُ الْعَامِلِينَ.
The reward of such is forgiveness from their Lord and are gardens beneath which rivers flow, abiding in them forever. What an excellent reward for the doers of good deeds. This is the closing ayat of the few ayat which I had recited in the very beginning of the program, dear viewers. May Allah Azza wa Jalla forgive our sins and grant us guidance for us to move in this direction so that we could also prepare for attaining Jannah, dear viewers. Yes, we have hope. Yes, we have ummeed that we have the right aqeedah. We have the love of Aqa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in our hearts. We recite kalams and salams and we recite naats in his praises. Is this sufficient to become Jannati? We are the followers and the ummatis of Aqa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Why do we hold on to the strands of hope alone? Where is the actions? Where is the a'mal? A'mal-e saliha. Where is the virtuous deeds to attain the forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? For His sake do we do things. or is it for the people? It's a very lengthy discussion, and the summary of the discussion is that we should hasten towards Jannah, dear viewers. These are the qualities mentioned in this beautiful bayan and nasiha that we have tried mentioning, dear viewers of Madani channel, the beautiful ayat of the Holy Quran. We have a beautiful message at the same time, mashallah, mercies of Allah Azza wa Jalla for the reciter of Durood-e Pak, because the quality of the one who excessively recites Durood-e Pak, his sins also are forgiven, and he will also attain Jannah. He will attain the privilege and honor of touching the hand of the beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He will not die until his abode is shown to him in Jannah. So many blessings for the one who recites Durood-e Pak is another quality of the pious, that your tongue is moist with the dhikr of Allah and his Rasul Sallallahu Ta'ala Alayhi Wasallam. So let's listen to this beautiful Madani clip until we return. Sallu ala al-Habib Sallallahu Ta'ala ala Muhammad Sallallahu Ta'ala Alayhi Wasallam.
There are numerous blessings of reciting Salat and Salam upon the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Ta'ala Alayhi Wa Alihi Wasallam. The final Prophet of Allah Sallallahu Ta'ala Alayhi Wa Alihi Wasallam declared, Allah Almighty shall send 10 mercies upon whoever recites Salat upon me once. Sheikh Abu Abdullah Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi explains, mercy refers to bestowed gifts. In relation to this hadith, Allah continuously confers gifts upon a servant in this world and the hereafter. Dear viewers of Madani channel, Qazi Abu Abdullah As-Sakaki rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi adds, a single mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal is better than the world and all that the world contains. What can be said of a person upon whom Allah sends 10 mercies? How many problems and calamities shall he distance from this person, and how many blessings shall the latter attain from them? Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. A pious saint rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi further adds, a single mercy bestowed by Allah Azza wa Jal is sufficient for a person for every single matter of the world and the hereafter. Now imagine the state of that person upon whom Allah Azza wa Jal sends 10 mercies. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-Habib Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Sallu ala al-Habib Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Salatun wa salaman alayka ya Sayyidi ya Rasulullah, wa sallam alayka ya Sayyidi ya Nabi Allah. Have you seen, dear viewers of Madani channel, we often hear about these blessings, but we don't have the time to recite durood and salawat upon the most exalted Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Form this habit. It's a command in the Quran Pak. Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala al-Nabi. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu. Sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. So here, is the command from Allah Azza wa Jalla. When he and the angels recite Durood-e Pak, we are commanded as believers to do the same. Why don't we do it? Why can't we make the time? Because this is also from amongst the qualities of the believers, aside from the ayat which we had recited. Subhanallah. But dear viewers of Madani channel, the love of this world has infested our hearts. This is the truth and reality. We are blindly running after the comfort and the luxuries of this dunya. On the contrary, the pious bondsman of Allah Azza wa Jalla and the true devotees of the beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam would be grateful to Allah Azza wa Jalla for being protected from the desires of this dunya. Allahu Akbar. They don't wish for this dunya and they don't care about this dunya. Sayyidina Majma'a Ansari Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali has narrated that a saint Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali had said, the favor of being protected from the comforts of the world granted to me by Allah is greater than that of a luxurious worldly life. That comfortable life. Because Allah Azza wa Jalla has disliked the world for his beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Therefore, I hold dear the favors Allah Azza wa Jalla has liked for his beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam more than the ones he Azza wa Jalla has liked for his Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So what Allah has chosen for his beloved Rasul, I love that. And what he dislikes for his beloved Habib Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, I am also disliking that. So he dislikes the dunya for his beloved, I also dislike this world. But we have special love, dear viewers of Madani channel,
for this world. We should make dua in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla that this love and muhabba of the dunya should leave our hearts, and we should focus our attention in pleasing Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So inshallah Azza wa Jalla, Dawood Islami is here for that, alhamdulillah. Requests that we have put through to join Madrasatul Madina Balighan classes, support the Maktabatul Madina Department of Dawood Islami by purchasing books for yourself and for others. Here is the chance to travel in Madani Qafila, watch Madani Channel, spread these messages, as well as subhanallah, aid in helping to grow the works of Da'awat Islami by joining this beautiful movement, dear viewers of Madani Channel. Join in the weekly ijtima'at of Da'awat Islami and you shall see the difference within your life. There are hundreds and hundreds of people globally who had faced many challenges before, and the moment they travel for 3 days Qafila, or for 12 days Madani Qafila, or for 12 mah, 12 months Madani Qafila, they became great preachers of this deen, subhanallah. They became muballighs and preachers of Da'awat Islami. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. I'm also giving you this da'wat, inshallah, azza wa jalla, that kindly join us in our weekly programs, in our ijtima'at. If you have children, send them to our jami'at, to the Darul Uloom, so that they could become ulamas and huffaz of this deen, inshallah, azza wa jalla, and serve the deen. These are the actions of the pious, that you make yourself pious, you protect yourself from earning the wrath of Allah Azza wa Jalla, as well as you protect your family, because Allah has even commanded this in the Holy Quran, that we should protect ourselves and our family members from the fire of hell. So alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, you will not only save your family, but you will save your generations to come if you make your children or your grandchildren ulamas and huffaz, inshallah. May Allah Kareem protect us and guide us. Until next time, stay good, be good, do good, dear viewers. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Treasures of wisdom, treasures of wisdom.